I'm always anxious about Jonathan, for I fear that some nervous fit may upset him again. So I turned to him quickly and asked him what it was that disturbed him. He was very pale, and his eyes seemed bulging out as, half in terror and half in amazement, he gazed at a tall, thin man, with a beaky nose and black moustache and pointed beard, who was also observing the pretty girl. He was looking at her so hard that he did not see either of us, and so I had a good view of him. His face was not a good face. It was hard and cruel and sensual, and his big white teeth, that looked all the whiter because his lips were so red, were pointed like an animal's. Jonathan kept staring at him, till I was afraid he would notice. I feared he might take it ill. He looked so fierce and nasty. I asked Jonathan why he was disturbed, and he answered, evidently thinking that I knew as much about it as he did, "Did you see who it is?" "No, dear," I said. "I don't know him. Who is it?" His answer seemed to shock and thrill me, for it was said as if he did not know that it was me, Mina, to whom he was speaking. "It is the man himself." The poor dear was evidently terrified at something, very greatly terrified. I do believe that if he had not had me to lean on and to support him, he would have sunk down. He kept staring. A man came out of the shop with a small parcel and gave it to the lady, who then drove off. The dark man kept his eyes fixed on her, and when the carriage moved up Piccadilly, he followed it in the same direction and hailed a hansom. Jonathan kept looking after him and said, as if to himself, "I believe it is the Count, but he has grown young. God, if this be so, oh, my God, if I only knew, if I only knew!" He was distressing himself so much that I feared to keep his mind on the subject by asking him any questions. So I remained silent. I drew him away quietly, and he, holding my arm, came easily. We walked a little further, and then went in, and sat for a while in the Green Park. It was a hot day for autumn, and there was a comfortable seat in a shady place.